Welcome to the Humanizing Work Show. I'm Peter Green.
And I'm Richard Lawrence. Today, we're sharing one simple tip for each of your Agile meetings that can transform them in under 5 minutes total.
These aren't comprehensive overhauls, just one focus change for each of the Scrum events, plus backlog refinement that can make a dramatic difference. We'll link to other episodes if you want to go deeper. Our goal is to get through all five tips in less than 5 minutes, so let's get going.
All right, let's look at backlog refinement first, since that's the input to planning. Our number one tip: stop treating backlog refinement as a big weekly meeting with the whole team. That approach creates either too much detail too early or too little detail too late, and it wastes a lot of people's time.
Instead, make refinement continuous and incremental. Every day, the product owner should identify what items need attention and coordinate with just the right people. The daily scrum is a great place for that coordination.
It might sound like, hey, I have a new story about payments and it seems too big. Could two of you spend 20 minutes with me after lunch to split it?
This transforms refinement from a dreaded meeting to a natural, sustainable flow of work that happens a little bit every day with just the people who need to be involved.
For more on this approach, check out our episode on the PO board model, which we'll link to in the show notes.
Okay, next up, sprint planning. The single most powerful question for sprint planning is simple. Does this fit?
Rather than diving deep into task breakdowns or technical discussions, start with a well-refined backlog and just go item by item from the top, asking that one question until the answer is no.
This keeps the meetings focused and efficient. You don't need to pre-assign work or break items into tasks during planning. That's premature and it wastes time.
Does this fit? Forces the team to consider their real capacity and prevents overcommitment, which is the number one cause of missed sprint goals and technical debt.
This simple change can turn a two-hour planning session into a focused 30-minute alignment meeting.
The game changer for the daily scrum is to have the backlog items talk instead of the people.
In typical daily scrums, each person reports what they did and what they will do, often resulting in, yesterday I was busy working on my stuff. Today I'll be super busy working on my stuff. No blockers.
Instead, start with the highest priority backlog item that was in play yesterday or will be today and ask, what happened yesterday to get me closer to done? What's keeping me from getting done? What'll happen today to move me forward?
This simple shift transforms the meeting from status reporting to collaborative planning. It naturally surfaces opportunities to help each other and keeps the focus on the shared commitment.
Teams who make this one change often find their daily scrums become energizing rather than tedious.
Sprint reviews become dramatically more effective when you structure them as three clear passes that answer three different questions.
Rather than just demoing features or diving too deep into implementation details, examine the product at three levels.
First, look at major product changes to answer, are we going in the right direction, with senior stakeholders present.
Next, you might let some of those stakeholders go and then review more granular user story level progress to answer, are we making progress on what we've intended to do with those closer stakeholders?
Finally, briefly discuss technical changes that happened in the past sprint to answer, how has our foundation evolved? How's our internal quality and design, which might just involve the team?
This three-level approach provides the right information and seeks the right feedback with the right people at the right time, avoiding both superficial demos and technical rabbit holes.
Now, retrospectives. The key to breaking through stagnant retrospectives is simple. Start with shared objective data before you jump into interpretation.
Too many teams skip straight to opinions about what went well or poorly without first establishing what actually happened during the sprint.
Before discussing what to change, spend time gathering and visualizing concrete data like sprint metrics, impediments that arose, events that occurred, anything the team can observe together.
When everyone starts from the same factual foundation, your interpretations become more insightful and your action items become more targeted.
You have more information to work from, giving you more options for what to improve. This one shift prevents teams from repeatedly discussing symptoms instead of addressing root causes.
So there you have it, five focus changes that can transform your Agile meetings.
Make refinement continuous rather than a big meeting. Use "Does this fit?" as your sprint planning mantra. Have the stories talk in daily scrums. Structure reviews in three levels and start retrospectives with shared data.
Try implementing just one of these tips in your next meeting cycle, and we'd love to hear how it goes.
And for more depth on any of these topics, check the links in our show notes to our dedicated episodes on each meeting type. Thanks for tuning in to another Humanizing Work Show, and we'll see you next time.